Well, scientists say climate change will mean more powerful storms, and as meteorologists work to predict the next one, they need solid data on wind speeds and water levels up and down coastlines. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Florian Martin of Houston Public Media reports on coastal monitoring stations Texas is putting up, built to not just measure, but weather the storm.
Surfside Beach is a tiny community right by the Freeport Ship Channel, about 60 miles south of Houston. Its population multiplies during the summer season as Texans flock to the beach. Recently, it was the stage for the installation of one of Texas's Sentinels of the Coast. It's a 140-foot-tall steel pole with a platform on top that will serve as a weather data collection station. A huge crane sitting on a barge lifts the bottom part of it and sinks it in the seafloor at the entrance of the channel. Most of it will be buried underground.
The noise that we're hearing right now is they have a template on the barge. It's a hydraulic arm.
Zachary Hasdorf is a research technician at the Blucher Institute for Surveying and Science at Texas A&M Corpus Christi.
It comes out with a walkway so that the guy with the level can stand next to it and make sure that the pipe is going in straight. But you're just hearing the pipe inside of the metal arms right now as it's sliding up and down.
The installation took 4 days. Once the Sentinel is online in January 2016, it will measure wind speeds and water levels and send the data on the internet for anyone to examine. Robin Ellis is the project manager at the Blucher Institute. She says it will provide information about the severity of a storm as it comes in.
We will be able to monitor hurricanes or storm events, major storm events, before, during, and after it makes landfall. And then we'll be able to study the impact that it has on the Texas coast so that we can make better decisions, emergency preparedness, as well as better forecasting and modeling.
Ellis says the new station adds to the many other ones already in use. It's part of the Texas Coastal Ocean Observation Network, or TCOON, the most extensive such network in the nation.
We have tide gauge stations all up and down the coast of Texas, 30. These Sentinels, however, we have two already. We have one in Sabine Pass, and we have one in Galveston.
By now, three more Sentinel platforms have been erected at major waterways in Texas, and the last one should be up next week. What distinguishes these Sentinels from the vast majority of coastal monitoring stations is that they can withstand a Category 4 hurricane and waves up to 10 feet high. Greg Bisso is a city council member in Surfside Beach. He's happy to hear about the new Sentinel, especially since his community was hard hit by Hurricane Ike in 2008.
The more information we can learn for precautionary measures regarding, you know, hurricanes and anything dealing with the weather is great for us, you know, considering this is a barrier island that we live on. It's only about 10 miles long and 2 miles wide.
Robin Ellis says once all four are up, Texas will be the only state with six such Sentinels. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration operates a total of four in two other Gulf Coast states. The new stations in Texas are paid for by a $2 million federal grant. For Here and Now, I'm Florian Martin in Houston.